Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day, this Morning Connection podcast, your ritual, your discipline, the time you set aside to think about where you really want to go in life, where you want to ultimately be in your achievements, your emotions, your experiences, really locking into what you really, really want, not what you think is available to you, not what you've been settling for, what you really want. And then every single day, taking this time, setting aside, reserving it for you to think about, are you thinking in a manner that it's going to take? And then are you taking the actions every single day to get there? Day by day, step by step, task by task, are you using the highest and best use of your time to really make that dream life, that life with all the achievements and experiences that you really want, are you really on your way to making it happen? Constantly assessing our thoughts and actions. That's what this is all about. Yeah, I talk about my experiences, my stories. I stimulate thought with things that I'm thinking about throughout the day and throwing them out to you. But it's really just a time for you to think about yourself. Thank you so much for investing this time in you. And thank you so much for clicking on this podcast every single day. There's so much information out there. There are so many people offering you information. And you've taken the time to listen to me. And boy, I'm flattered by that. I appreciate that. And I'm not going to let you down. I'm here every morning offering this podcast. Thanks for sharing this podcast and everything, my Facebook posts, my Instagram pictures, my blog post, in addition to this podcast. Thank you for liking it, sharing it with your friends, making your comments, sending me the emails. I really appreciate all the support. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, thanks for your support. You're getting your supplement somewhere, right? We have this passion for bodybuilding, fitness, working out, whatever it is for you, looking good, feeling good, and also improving the quality of our life, the overall quality of our life, right? We have this common interest. I'm here helping you develop that, making you feel good, making you really think about if you're taking the right actions. Why not support the guy who's helping you out so much, right? Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So today is Friday. How was your week? You know, I continually learn about myself. I continually learn about what I'm truly capable of. And, you know, it's nothing new. You know, when it comes to bodybuilding and training, sometimes people talk about all these different strategies. They're looking for these cutting-edge strategies. And something that I always talk about, again, when it comes to bodybuilding and training and nutrition, is that, you know, once you learn the basics, it's really about developing that mindset, that discipline, that tenacity, that mental durability to follow through with those fundamentals, and then not just doing the same thing all the time, being satisfied, hey, I'm working out, I show up at the gym, I eat my meals when I should. It's about taking those fundamentals that work and then finding ways to become more effective, more efficient, and taking them to higher and higher levels, right? It shouldn't be just, hey, I show up at the gym and I have a good bicep routine. And I'm not even talking about changing your bicep routine, and I'm just using that as an example right now. It's about, you know, how do I get a little bit more out of this first exercise, this barbell curl? Is there a way to stimulate the muscle even more effectively? Can I control the negative even more to get more out of every single set? Can I be more focused? Can I add 5 more pounds or do 1 more rep? So it's the same routine, but we're constantly striving to get more and more out of it. You know, what we did it for a bicep routine, for example, what we did, you know, 6 months ago, we can't just be satisfied that just because we have the right routine, right? We have to get better and better and better at it. And that mind thinking, how can I make this better? How can I make this better? How can I get more out of it? How can I get more stimulation? How can I get more growth? That's the attitude that gets you better and better at what you do, both inside and outside of the gym. It's not the new strategies. And, you know, I learned this week is that here I am. It's 3:30 on Friday morning. I had an earlier start to my day getting this podcast done for you. As I have committed that I'm going to do for you, doing a little bit earlier because I had to catch a 6 o'clock flight to Las Vegas. Going there, just going to be there today, Friday, and then tomorrow, get home tomorrow night. Going to be doing some business, going to be doing some interviews with some top fitness people that may be there. And so I had one less day in my work week, and so I had to just think differently all week long with that deadline. And I always talk about how deadlines in the gym, just forcing yourself, I will get it done in an hour. I will get it done the most effectiveness and efficiency and muscle stimulation in this amount of sets and this amount of exercises, forcing yourself in, blocking yourself in, so you just get better and better at what you're doing and the time that you're doing it. Those deadlines are so important. Getting in and out of the gym for an hour, let's say. Whatever it is, you know, set a deadline that forces you to focus and be efficient with your time without a lot of wasted time. All right, without adding more and more exercises, just getting better at what you do, not adding more to it. You know, we only have so much time in our day, in our week, so it's really how we use it. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, with me, I'll work 7 days a week, a lot of hours every week, and, you know, I feel as though I'm being productive, definitely working hard. And I think a lot of us, we work hard. You know, we're good people, work hard. We have the best intentions. But, you know, you can't just stop there by saying, I work hard. You got to say, is what I'm doing, is it the most effective? Is it the most efficient? I think a lot of people I talk to, and again, this is both inside and outside of the gym, is they know they have a great attitude. They know that they want to succeed, and they work hard, and they put in their time. And then they pretty much take off the pressure from themselves to find those distinctions to get more effective and efficient because they're a good person with high standards and goals, and they work hard. It's just not good enough. You got to constantly jog your mind and look for those distinctions to even get better and better at what you do. And, you know, this week, again, with a deadline, it made me more efficient and more effective and think about how I use my time. And, you know, doing this for a long time, saying these things to myself, saying these things to you and the people I coach, I'm continually surprised how it's just the basics about setting a deadline, believing that deadline, just doing whatever it takes to convince yourself that this must be done with a certain period of time, having outrageous standards, and not just setting the deadline just, you know, because I should set a deadline, but really believing that you're really forced in. Because we're really not forced to do much in this world. It's the people with the highest standards that must get things done at a certain standard within a certain period of time for whatever reasons. They've convinced themselves that they must do it. Those are the people who are the most productive. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm just, sometimes I even surprise myself how all of these basic things that everybody knows, I certainly know, how I may not be applying them to the level that I think I am. And sometimes when, you know, you're forced to, you really see what you're really made of. And just one more example. So I'm going down to Las Vegas, just for a couple days. Again, it's good to get out of your comfort zone, what's familiar to you, new people, new situations, just to stimulate thought. And I'm sure I'm going to come back from these 2 days after just bearing down in my own little world with Mass Machine Nutrition, all the things that I do for you, like this podcast, and then expanding. I look forward to it. It's going to new people, new thoughts, new way of looking at things, different approach is going to really stimulate a lot of thought for me. How often do you get out of your comfort zone? How often do you shake things up and you're around people who aren't the people you're normally around, right, to stimulate thought? Are you looking for those new distinctions, or are you looking for ways to just keep things going the way they are? You know, I was talking to a business associate last night, and we were talking about business, and I was talking about some of the things that I shared with you on yesterday's podcast about, you know, this as a coach or a mentor, fitness expert sharing information with you to help you succeed. You know, it's all about, you know, not just, it's predicting the trends, anticipating where things are going to be, and then starting perfecting that, starting towards mastery on that, maybe before it's time. That's the key to anything in life, anything in business, is to predicting where it's going to be. Wayne Gretzky, someone asked him, you know, why are you the greatest hockey player? And one distinction that he talked about is that the thing about me is I was very good. I was outstanding at anticipating where the puck was going to be, where everybody else was one step behind chasing the puck around the floor. He was the best at anticipating where it was going to be. And I just thought that was interesting because that's what we all need to do. If you are in the moment only, right, of what's going on right now, you're going to, especially in business and just how things change so quickly, you have to be forward thinking about where things are going and be willing to take chances that your instincts, that's where it's going to be, and start working towards that before anybody else. And so I was talking about that. That's what brought up that what I believe, there's so much information out there. People aren't looking for just more information. And that's where, and they're not looking for just the facts. All right, I believe, and you're proving it how you're responding to this Morning Connection podcast. People want to know the person and the story behind the information. They want the personal connection. They want to know that they're normal when they're going through the challenges along the way towards success, that it's not just a straight line, and those people who succeed go on that same wiggly line with all the ups and downs and all arounds as they do. It's just that they just persisted. It gives them the hope that their way of thinking and doing is normal, and what they have to do is keep on going. It's breaking down success by not just giving strategies. It's learning about the person, how he looks at the world, right? And sometimes it's that kick in the butt that you need, that maybe your standards aren't high enough. If you listen to this podcast enough, I'm continually talking more about my deficiencies, things that I need to improve upon, things that aren't where I want them to be. It seems like I talk about that probably 75% about how I need to kick things up to a next level. More than anything, I reward myself that, look at me, I'm so awesome, everything is going so well. Or at least that's the way it appears, it seems to me, in my mind. And I don't know. Some people might say, hey, you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to be appreciative. That's what it makes the journey better. And, you know, you're going to be more successful and more happy along the way. And, you know, whatever that mix is, how I'm looking at my deficiencies and how I can improve them, to me, right, I don't see this as a bad mix. And I don't see I don't feel like it's deficient. I think that that is just part of the thing to get better and better and better. Man, I look back on periods of my life where, man, I probably patted myself on the back, maybe a little bit too much. And I wasn't pushing it quite as hard. And maybe you've had times in that period of life where things were just good. They were just good enough. And, you know, whether that's 3 months or 6 months, and you're going through a good patch, and then it's all of a sudden you wake up and you say, hey, wait a second. man, no, I am capable of so much more. There's so much more I can do. Man, I need to get to work. I need to set higher standards. I can be better and better at what I do. It's time to kick things up a notch. And then you can't have those 3 months or those 6 months or whatever time you took to kind of just pat yourself on the back. You can't get that time back, right? And that's all part of the process. So I was talking about how it's these type of just real life situations that are the things that make the strategies work. It's when you got your head on straight and you got somebody who you can relate to, who's going through the same things, that somehow was able to get his head on straight so he can actually apply the strategies. And the other thing about the information is that, you know, it's me talking to you and guiding you and more personally. Now, not personally so much that you have to wait for me to tell you, well, what's the right bicep routine for me, for my particular body type and my blood type, and a person like me who's my age with my goals, who my favorite color is blue. Well, what's the routine for me? All right, if you wait around for all those specific conditions, if you're looking for somebody to just be able to tell you exactly what to do based on your life conditions, man, you are going to really have a hard time. And other thing is coaches let me just tell you something, is that that's not really how it works. And the coach may tell you that, oh, I can design this program specifically for you. And it's not a cookie cutter type system. How would he know exactly everything about you? Again, I jokingly say about your favorite color or your age or how much you put into it. You know, there are some things that you just have to have the groundwork set up, and then you are the one, you know, 75% is set up for you. You get that mindset working, and then you're the one who is going to tailor the program to you. Not just the opposite. You sit back and you can't get going until something is tailored to all your specific conditions. So that's just my opinion, you know, on that. There's a lot of questions that you might have that once you get going and you have the mindset, a lot of the questions you'll be able to answer yourself. And I know everybody doesn't want to, you know, put in the effort or and think that they're going to fail one more time or they're wasting all their time, energy, and effort. It's just that I'm just saying is that a coach really can't give you that type of certainty right from the start. They can give you a majority of it, especially depending on where you are in the process. But a lot of it is going to be you. It's going to be about you, you know, really pushing yourself and working out the kinks for yourself. And I'm sure you know that in many areas of your life. Maybe it's not with bodybuilding and training. Maybe you've mastered something at your job, and through sheer determination and persistence, you learn the basics, and then you worked out the rest through that sheer persistence. So, talked about that. I was telling him about how with my Results University, how I'm going to be doing the weekly, little by little, you know, instruction, connection, sort of like this podcast where it's 20 minutes bodybuilding and training, talking to you bro to bro, 10 minutes about Manformation, and just doing that on a weekly basis, just being persistent. And then with my weekly coaching, you know, taking a step back, and for those people who are really committed, you know, spending half an hour with them every week at the same time. And I do that for 3, 6, and 12 months period of time. And I know that's a tremendous investment of my time. I just believe that's where it's going. We're with all this information and so many sources, so many websites available, not just at your computer desktop, you know, on your tablet in the living room and your phone while you're at the gym or driving out and looking at a stoplight. It's not about, you know, no sources of information. It's who can connect so you actually apply it. And that's what I see my job as in the future. And that's why I have all these different avenues. I did get a couple emails. I want you to let you know is that go ahead and send me an email at skipoutskipplegore.com. I talk about that weekly coaching. And, you know, I have it in 3, 6, and 12 month period of times. And I know that for a lot of people, this type of personal coaching is, again, like I said, I know it's the most effective way to go about making the changes, becoming that that person who puts fitness at the level that you want, making that a part of your thinking, it's the most effective way, all right? It's just different. That's not what the majority of people do. I've been doing this a long time. There are not a lot of people compared to how many people looking for information that are willing to step up and see the value in one-on-one coaching. And I understand that, and that's fine. It isn't like I don't have a million other things to do for coaching, right? It isn't like I don't have enough people who want the coaching. It isn't like I can put a ton more time into Mass Machine Nutrition and some of the other things I do, if not, you know, my family. But I just know in my passion to help you that that is the most effective way. And it's going back to with all the stimulus, all the information, all the gurus, is getting a connection like that, like this. You know, that's why this Morning Connection podcast, you know, is so popular. So again, I do those on Fridays. I do those on Sundays. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And what I was saying before is that I'm making the price for just a 3-month commitment, because I need at least 3 months to make the changes little by little that you need. I make it so that the 3-month price, you know, is the same as the 6-month price, right? So check that out. Go to skiplacour.com. Click the link that says coaching. Go to weekly coaching. See a video all about it. Send me an email. You might want to jump on that. You know, I've had quite a few people sign up really since I started this Morning Connection podcast. So you want to take action now. There's going to be a time real soon where I won't have the time, but you know, as you can see, as I'm the guy getting up at 3:30 in the morning to follow through with what I said, put this energy into you for this Morning Connection podcast, then you know, I'll do my best to work it in and get you in there. So check that out. So the highest and best use of your time, right? That's what we're thinking about during this podcast. Just talking, sharing stories, stimulating thought. So here's our discipline. What was the accomplishment yesterday? What was that thing that really impressed you? All right. What was that? All right. Did you, and then what was it, but did, when you accomplished that yesterday, did you know it right when you were doing it, or right when you were done doing it, that this was going to be the thing when I asked this question today? Or is that a thought process starting to develop for you? All right. And then what was that magic moment, that feeling that just made you feel alive? Life is great. I want you to start recognizing those things right when they happen for you. All right. Man, it's one thing about pushing yourself. There's another thing about appreciating it without being complacent. You know, it's balance, right? I talk about it. It's this game. It's this puzzle. It's this combination, like, that you constantly have to think about to make sure you're on track, right? And have fun with it. It's not a grind. It's not some angst. It's just a fun game. It's a fun puzzle. It's a fun combination, like, and, you know, we'll just connect, just talk, just think, go through the discipline of this ritual, and we'll get it all. We'll do it all together, right? So, hey, if you're not on my Instagram, and that's Instagram.com/SkipLacour, Twitter/SkipLacour, my Facebook page, Facebook.com/SkipLacour page. Get on there if you're interested in seeing some of the amazing bodies, see what's going on. I'll take some pictures while I'm there, give you that Mr. Olympia experience. And, you know, I got myself my recording system all set up so I don't miss a day. I keep the string going. I was thinking about that last night, how still, you know, got to get everything going to get ready, but get everything packed up. I feel like Cal Ripken, the baseball player, going for his consecutive game record right here. We're at 47. Bring all my, pack up all my stuff so that I get this going even on the road. All right. So that's our connection today. Nothing big, nothing huge, just going through the discipline, right? Little by little, do this thought. All right. So have a great day. I'm going to pack up and catch this flight here. Already running a little bit behind, but I'll get it. All right, so it was great connecting with you. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.